Hope you are doing good. Welcome to the Book History Podcast, episode number 14 of author interview series Chit Chat with the Author. So today, I'm very sure that the author we have, it will be a very unique episode, a very impactful episode, and I'm very sure that this is going to be one of the best episodes of the Book History with the Author. So yeah, an engineer by education, he has worked in Hindustan Aeronautics Limited for over 5 years. Thereafter, he devoted his time to research in Vedic scriptures. Associated with ISKCON since 2002, he is the founder and director of Samruddhi School of Leadership. I am very pleased to welcome Krishna Danda, sir. Very warm welcome to you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir, for giving your valuable time to us. And recently, we have reviewed your book as well. And you have just launched your book, that is, Launch Your Life to the Next Level. How does it feel, sir, to be launching your book? And you have written the experiences, you have guided people out there. We'll come to the detailed points, but overall, how does it feel?
Yeah, it's the, what we can say, the most happy feeling that when you write something, and more specifically when you pour out the experiences which you had, and along with a lot of research which has gone behind writing it, then it is certainly a very happy and proud feeling that at least we are able to contribute for the betterment of society in general by reaching to them through the book.
Amazing, sir. Like I sensed with the book, like if we'll speak about the book, then I have sensed the structure, as I mentioned in the review as well, like the whole structure of the book was something really nice. Like you have mentioned about Kaizen, let's call it. So I would be very happy if you'll just give a very short or long brief, or however you want to say, to all the listeners out there.
Yeah, Kaizen is basically a Japanese word, and which can be closely translated as a continuous improvement. And I basically participated into many Kaizen events which were conducted in HAL when I was working there on Sukhoi 30 manufacturing aircraft. And I could practically sense the benefit which the organization was getting by implementing this, we call it TPS, you know, Toyota Production System tools. I thought, you know, the same concept can also be implemented in our life as well, basically because it's a mindset, I want to improve. And it has got so many tools and so many things in it, like and when during our training, you know, the example was given of a kitchen, you know, a mother, even if light went off, then also she will be able to find out exactly the location of all those masalas and ingredients and the spoons where she has kept. Yes. Without light also, because things are at proper place. So kitchen is also a good example to understand Kaizen, you know, things at its place. So similarly, yeah, the same concept or the mindset which that I need to improve, I need to update my life. And because, you know, when we do routine life, you know, sometimes it's boring. And someone has asked me, what do you do when you feel bored? My reply was, I never feel bored.
Nice. So because, you mentioned that, huh?
Yeah, because we always want to do something for the betterment, actually. And there is always the dynamism involved.
Yes.
So life is always thrilling, never boring, when you have this attitude and mindset.
Amazing, sir. And to all the listeners out there, I just want to say that sir has really, really served in certain way that, you know, he's not so good, he's having throat infection, but still he had managed to record this podcast session with us. And I'm really thankful to you, sir, for, you know, being here and to be here no matter what the situation is.
Yeah, it's my pleasure to be.
Thank you, sir. So you have mentioned that we don't need to prove but improve, and you said that now as well. And you know, you have spoken a lot about the mindset in this book. So, and even like when you said that, you know, my life is never boring. So it all comes from a mindset, and having such kind of mindset is nowadays, especially in the world of social media, in this world, influencing world, what we can. There are many people out there who get influenced with the negative stuffs more than the positive stuffs. So how do you look to this whole scenario?
Yeah, actually, basically our mind is like a blotting paper, you know. You must have used some sort of blotting paper, you know. Previously people used to have these ink pens, you know, and when the ink would spill off, the blotting paper would absorb all the ink. So similarly, our mind is like a blotting paper, and to wherever and whichever atmosphere we expose to, the same things are imprinted on the mind. So basically, it's a there are two things. One is we exposing our mind to negativities, when we see some kind of movies where a lot of violence is portrayed, or hear constantly bombardment of these negative news, you know, then what happens, actually we absorb negativity. And you know, the principle of software is the ego principle, the garbage in and the garbage out.
Yeah.
The good in, the good out. Ego principle, they call it in software. Jargon. So this is one thing, that all sort of negativity. And the second thing is we have a choice, actually. We can allow our mind to get absorbed in some positivity as well. There are so many positive vibes, you know, which we can collect. And even if you want to listen to news, then we have option what kind of news you allow your mind to soak in. So
does it require so much of meditation, sir?
To some extent, yes, because we cannot eating. Do we need meditation while eating? You may say no, because we just gulp in, like. But we do need, because we have to be cautious about what I am allowing, what kind of things I am allowing to go into my system.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'll just be keep pouring junk food, and I'll be keep just pouring unhealthy food, and then later on lament, "Are my health has gone bad, and what to do now?" And then again do a lot of efforts to reduce the weight, and what not people do for that matter. So if you are conscious at the time of intake only, then things become easy for us. That is actually mindful living, you know. You must have heard this recent concept. People talk highly about this these days. Mindful living.
Yes.
So this is basically mindful living. We call it mindful eating, mindful talking. You know, before talking, we have to have a pause, reflect what you are speaking. Otherwise, later on people even, what did I say, you know, in a burst of anger or in a spur of the moment, we say something. And then later on we repent. So if you're conscious about what I'm talking, conscious about what we are eating, then we will be like actually living in the present. And that is basically mindful living, actually. So it is needed.
Yeah, you also think now that there are a lot of people who need to adopt these things.
Yeah.
Amazing. You have mentioned, sir, the 5S, or I guess the more than 5S of transformation, that you can change the course of your life. That is, select your area of improvement, start small, schedule surroundings, stay on, seek help. So give us a very short brief on these points.
Yeah, so these are, I call it 5.5s.
Yeah, exactly.
All built on the story of Milo of Croton.
Yeah,
Milo was like, we can say, the strongest fellow that existed in his times, you know. And how he developed so much of strength, and he started small. So basically, first is, you need to select the area of improvement, where you want to improve. And in our engineering, we have learned this, you know, the strength of the chain is determined by its weakest link. So if I'm a student and I'm having 5 subjects, and then I know I'm weak in this subject, then that is my weak link actually. Even because I may score 100 out of 100 in rest 4 subjects, but if I fail in that subject, I'll be considered a failure, right? So that becomes my weak area, and I need to improve that. So first of all, we need to select where we are seeking improvement. For someone it may be health, for someone it may be relationships, for someone it may be studies, an author it may be writing, you know. So we need to select an area of improvement first of all, and then the second step comes is, we need to start small in that direction. Because many a times people, you know, like, let us say, waking up early. So if I'm waking up at 8 o'clock in the morning, for me to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning is really a challenge. I may do that once a while, you know, I have to catch up a train and then catch up a flight and then, but to be long lasting, the process has to be slow and gradual. So therefore we say this, start small. You know, you might be knowing that Einstein has said that, you know, the power of small, the compound effect and the small thing, power of small things is the 8th wonder in the world. Yeah. So we need to start small gradually. So quarter to 8 we can start waking up for some days, and then later on we can wake up at 7:30, like that. And I have practically seen and implemented these on many people while hand holding them in their improvement journey.
Wow.
So we need to start small, you know, a small goal. And I've given the example of Stephen Guise as well, you know, he has written a book, Mini Habits. He wanted to do exercise and always he would fail, and then he started doing one push-up. So that one push-up, he calls it golden push-up. Yeah. So we need to really start small, and as they say, you know, journey of 1,000 miles begin with a single step. And then the third S is basically, we need a schedule. Okay, I'm starting small, but I also need a schedule, which we call it an actually the implementation intention, you know, the DTP, date, place and time. Now, okay, if I decide to do yoga, you know, tomorrow I'll do yoga.
Yeah.
This is a very vague statement. But tomorrow at 7:30 a.m. in the morning, and on my terrace, I'll be doing yoga. It becomes very specific, you know. So when you write, and I have presented some well-researched documentaries and papers as well, implementation intention based on some psychological researches. I mentioned those in my book as well. So we need to schedule those things actually, and that guarantees that you will do that tomorrow. The next fourth S is, we have talked about surrounding. Surrounding in terms of two things, surrounding in terms of place and surrounding in terms of people. Yeah. We call it double P. So place also matters a lot, you know, like Nasik. I stay in Nasik, which is very conducive for growing grapes. And if you go to Himalaya and then start planting grapes, it won't be like logical, you know? People will call you fool. Because ice will be a very bad substitute for the soil which is here. So surrounding matters when you want to improve in particular areas. What kind of place? Let's say someone wants to give up liquor and his house is very close to, like next to liquor shop. Then it becomes a little difficult, right? So surrounding does matter a lot. You know, if I want to avoid junk food and the junk food is kept right next to me on my table when where I work, then it becomes difficult. Actually, I get attracted, you know. As they say, eye level is the buy level.
Yeah.
So I have to keep it something away from my eyes. So surrounding matters in that sense. And about people as well. You might remember I given the example of Sachin Tendulkar, you know.
Yes.
The Ajit, I have given the YouTube reference link also, where Ajit gives interview. He was influenced by his brother.
Yes.
Who was not so well off, and Sachin Tendulkar's brother helped him in it.
He was on the last part of surrounding.
Yeah. Please,
people
please.
And places. Yeah. So people. I was quoting this Christopher, you know, who said, if you want to be a winner, hang around with the winners.
Yeah.
And fifth S is stay on.
Yes.
Stay on is basically the consistency, you know.
Yeah.
Many people, you know, they want to improve something and they start, but they give up in the face of difficulties, facing some obstacles. But when you keep continuing, taking the ownership of what you have started with, and you are willing to do a hard work, and you have patience and discipline, and you ignore the distractions, then basically you can really achieve the result which you wanted. So staying on whatever you have chosen, the field, it's very important.
Yes.
And the last S is basically seeking help, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And like Mr. Robert has said, you know, one of the biggest defects in life is inability to seek help. So therein also I have mentioned two things. The accountability method and the feed forward method. Accountability means you are accountable to someone. Like I remember, I have the habit of memorizing shlokas and making some partners with some of my colleagues in the ashram. So one time the colleague was not there, so my shloka memorization number also went down.
Okay.
And later on, when I realized that actually when he is here, I am reporting to someone like that. So we have someone like accountability partner, what habit experts call it, then we can make a real progress, because we know someone that whom we are accountable to in our improvement journey. And the next what I have mentioned is like the concept of a Joe Hari window having the four quadrants.
Yeah.
The area in your life which you don't know, but other people come to know.
Yeah.
And when we ask them that, is there something in my life which you want me to improve upon? And when we seek help, being little humble, inquire submissively, then people might tell you something, and which will certainly lead to improvement actually in our lives. So this is basically seeking help. Am I audible?
Yes.
Okay.
Are we audible, sir?
Yeah. Am I?
Yes. Amazing.
So this is all about this S, what you have inquired.
Exactly. And as I just want audience to know that you have recently went to different kind of places. I want to know that the breathing, you know, like when, like, especially from my personal experience, like, every year we go Tirupati Balaji, and it's like just my personal experience that, you know, when we are in Ahmedabad, and then like when we are Tirupati Balaji, the sense of breathing, when you breathe in such places, there is something different only. And when you come back in like Ahmedabad, so I really felt that ye to main kya kahan aa gaya. It was like that. So yeah, tell us about your experience.
Yeah, almost like we can say once in a year or once in 2 years we go to Himalaya and to explore more places over there along with some of my students. And the experience over there is like amazing. It can't be compared with anything. Yeah. The breathing, you said, rightly said, you know, the breathing there is like totally different. Obviously, I'm not just talking about freshness or the pollution-free air, but I'm talking about the vibes over there.
Spiritual vibes, no?
Yeah, the vibes over there are totally different, totally refreshing. And you feel, you know, out of the world experience over there. And when you come back, as you rightly said, kahan aa gaya wapas.
So is there any like whenever we go outside, we just say different names of God. Like we say Jai Balaji. There are many people who say Hari Om, Jai Shri Krishna. So can you please put a light on this, like why we say it and what are the impacts of saying these words?
Basically, they are pertaining mostly to the location specifics. Like if you go to Pandharpur, they'll say Jai Hari Vithal, Ram Krishna Hari. Yeah. The place which I went to recently, Badrinath, they say Jai Badri Vishal.
Wow.
Excuse me. It's basically the glorification of the presiding deity over there, we can say.
Okay. And the impacts, like what are the impacts that it has in our life?
Impact, like it makes you remember. Like you must have been to, like when you're talking about Ahmedabad, something, places near Dwarka, you know. People say Dwarkadish.
Yes.
So it makes you remember the presiding deity of that place, the Lord. And you know, the chanting of the Lord's holy name is always purifying and uplifting. So when you chant, then it's basically, we can say that chanting the name of the Lord only. So it purifies you, basically. It's not only a kind of greeting, but it's pure.
Amazing. So you went to Himalaya recently. You might have met many different kind of souls, like what we can say, the pandits, the even aghoris, like let's say like how was the experience to meeting such people and what kind of mindset these people has, like
recently I had written an article also about my meeting with one sage over there.
Okay.
Not many.
Mm-hmm.
But we could meet one like, okay. That I'm not kind of a guru or like that, but a yogi, yeah. Siddha yogi, we can say. So that was near Vishabadri, Sumoi village in Himalaya. So we went there actually. It was almost like 7-8 kilometers of a trek. We went there. We started off early in the morning and we didn't had anything. for breakfast because we thought that we'll come back early. But trekking itself took something like 4-5 hours, and because the place was very unknown, as I mentioned, you know, we need to learn to explore many things. So on the way, there were trees, and we were eating those khumani fruits, which okay. are like apricots.
Okay.
We can say fruits, apricot fruits. So we were eating, and that was our breakfast.
Oh wow!
Taking fresh from the trees over there. And we reached the temple over there. The temple was closed, and then a sage came out from a hut which was next to the temple, and then he opened the door and showed us the deity which is still developing, Bhavishyabhadri. And then later that was done. After darshan, then he said, you must be tired, you know, so you should have something. So we were wondering, you know, something like, it was like 3000 meters high from the sea level. The sage was alone, only yeah. in his hut. What will he offer us? And then he said that I was going to sleep actually, but Lord indicated he was having body ache. He told us that I was going to going to sleep because of body ache, and the Lord indicated to me that some guests would be coming today, so you cook for them.
Oh,
and that was like a shock of our life, you know. So my God, how did he know, and how did Lord indicated him? So still we were like in disbelief, you know, how can someone do that? And on such a high level where you can see glaciers, you know. And then I asked one of my students, you're just going to eat that, and what he's talking about? So he gave a pressure cooker, big pressure cooker, almost like 19 liters pressure cooker he gave, and got it. And small breakfast plates like that he gave us all. And when we opened that, you know, cooker, there was like khichdi in it.
Oh.
And we were all hungry souls, you know. Other than yeah. khumani fruits, we had nothing in them. And it was like 1:30 in the noon. So we were totally hungry. So we just pounced on the khichdi, saying it as the Lord's will. And then we...
How was
we were
it,
16. Sir? We were 16. The khichdi was, you can't believe, you know, so tasty khichdi I've never taken in my life. And you won't believe, we were 16 boys over there. We completed the khichdi. There are not a single morsel of khichdi left, and pointed hunger was left in anyone's stomach. So we were fully satisfied. Wow. So we were fully satisfied, the khichdi was over, and as if it was meant for 16 people, you know, and we were 16 there.
The quantity was perfect.
Yeah, the quantity was perfect, as if, you know, as if meant for 16 people. Even wow. sometimes we cook for the family of 4 or 5 in home, you know, sometimes yeah. the quantity goes here and there. But here it was like amazing, and it was the surprise and the shock for all of us. That the Lord indicated this fellow, the guests are coming, and we are hungry, and we are consuming the food, and it becomes exact. My God, it was the experience of our life.
Goosebumps. Yeah. So, did you speak to him much? Like what?
Yeah, yeah, kind of yeah. We spoke to him. We spent hours together actually. Then many of our boys, they gave him donations, and he said that he would serve the Lord over there. Even sometimes, it was the summer season, month of May, we went there. But during the winter summer, he said that, you know, almost 8 feet layer of ice, snowfall is there. But still, he continues his service to the Lord. That was the amazing part. That inspired us a lot, you know, how much dedicated a person can be in his service.
Yeah, unconditional, totally.
Yeah, totally unconditional. Not expecting anything from anyone. And the kind of reciprocation he was having with Lord was amazing. And he told us that this happens always. You know? Whenever someone is going to come, Lord indicates him. my God, wow. That was like, and wow. He was basically a yogi, we can say Siddha yogi, you know. And we spent time together, and he indicated us that go a little higher level, you will get a good scene to see. And then we literally believed him, and we went up. There was a plateau, you know, full plateau on Himalaya, and wherein we found strawberries, fresh strawberries.
Wow.
And glaciers, and our students, they had a photo session over there, and strawberries yeah. acted like a desert on the khichdi.
Wow.
So that was amazing. He exactly knew what we wanted, and that he gave us. Then we again thanked him and returned. Actually,
do you really think that places like Himalaya and other religious places, the sages like him, as you said, they are never commercial. Like they are in their own zones, they are in their own huts, and they'll not even bother to come out of their huts unless and until the fate is written. So you really think in this way?
Thinking is one thing. They are there actually. We have experienced them, and this is just yeah. one I'm telling. There are many like that. They are least bothered about the universe, you know, surrounding. Who comes, who goes, who says what. They are least bothered about that. There are many Siddha yogis, you know. Mm. In Kumbh Mela, people experience actually. I stay in Nasik, one of the Kumbh Mela places actually. Of India,
yeah.
There are lakhs of saints. They pour in for taking that Shahi Snan. In fact, we had also taken Shahi Snan.
Wow.
So to be with such kinds of people who are selfless and who care very, very less about the commercial aspect and the outworldly things. Actually, meeting with such people is really uplifting and enlightening, and one should really spend some time with such types of people at least once,
yeah.
Because we live in this material world, you know, a lot of commercialism, a lot of selfishness, and,
yeah.
And,
so don't you think that the people here, like we just say it, that if you want to do this, I want to start reading, I want to do meditation. Don't you feel like where ego comes up, I want to let know from you, like how egoistic, like how ego plays a role in, you know, putting all the positivity away?
Yeah, ego is basically हम बोलते ना इनो था हमारे जमाने में इनो पेट दर्द होता था इनो लेते थे इनो इनो काम शुरू करो 6 सेकंड्स में तो ऐसे ही ईगो होता है काम बिगाड़ो 6 सेकंड्स में सो ईगो व्हिच डजंट गो सो अर्ली
अरे वेरी नाइस ईगो दैट डजंट गो वेरी इंस्टेंटली
So basically, yeah, it comes because of that selfish attitude, you know. People, the society today, what I feel is has becoming eye-centric, you know.
Mm.
And the moment it becomes either you-centric or we-centric, then we can experience happiness actually. You know, if you can just think of some selfless service which you must have rendered somewhere. That would be the most happy moment in your life, you know. Most happy moment. And the more selfish we become, even if we gain something out of the selfishness, that is not long-lasting happiness. We can yeah. say it's just a titillation of pleasure, but not a deep satisfaction.
So how to achieve such state? Like, as that sage, he's not bothered about anything. We the people, like personally I, or let's say someone else, achieving such a mind state that you are not even bothered that aaj khane mein kuch hai bhi ya nahi, agar nahi bhi hai to bhi chalega, and you are not even bothered about anything, any difficult situations. You are just chill. Your mindset is just cool. Like whenever I talk to you, it's been 38 minutes. And even I have read your book. I have felt so much of positivity that I instantly knew that even talking to you would be a very positive kind of session with me. How to achieve that positive state of mind? Not being bothered by any negativity, family politics, or the gossips and the life, the career. How to not be bothered about any stuff?
First of all, is the higher connection of your soul with the super soul. Basically, you know, when
you
the
audible, so.
Now I'm speaking actually. Hello.
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 Yeah, I'm getting a voice.
Audible?
Yeah.
Okay. So basically, your connection with the higher self. I'll give the example of a ship. You know, when the ship is anchored, then waves cannot disturb that ship. Similarly, when we are anchored with our true self, anchored with our true nature, anchored with super soul, then actually all these kinds of tribulations or anxieties of the world will not bother us much. And it's not that when you are connected with your true self, the difficulties and the tribulations won't come. They will come, you know, but you are still in the ship. You will not get drowned. Getting the point. The ship which is anchored, it will shake.
Yeah.
But you will not drown. Similarly, what people do, they are not connected with their true self and they give in to the surrounding. And the negativity then pours in and they get drowned. Yeah. That's how people get anxiety attacks and depression sometimes. But the moment they connect themselves with the higher self, true self, and basically the wisdom from Gita talks about, you know, forget about the external situations. Gita says that you are not even these bodies, you know, you are the soul, higher soul. As the, no, this, I don't remember exactly who has said this. I think Einstein. We are not. Human beings having a spiritual experience, but we are spiritual beings having the human experience.
Yeah.
So we are actually the higher beings actually. And when we connect ourselves to that higher self, then actually the things of what we can say, the small puddles won't affect us much.
Wow.
And it's a matter of practice. It's a matter of practice.
Yeah.
Anything we can practice, you know, that if I start speaking lie, then I'm practicing speaking lie, and I'll become expert one day if I keep practicing. So even this mindfulness or positivity, they can be practiced, because situations are all, many a times they're going to be out of our control, right?
Yeah.
What can we do about it? So I always remember this thing, you know, my mentor used to say, जब हम परिस्थिति नहीं बदल सकते तब मनस्थिति ही तो बदल ही सकते हैं. So we might not be able to control situations many times, but we can obviously control our mental state. And that requires a lot of practice. And meditation is one such practice.
Sir, now that we are speaking about practice, I must add here that लोगों को हनुमान चालीसा आती है, लोगों को पूरे पूरे गाने आते हैं, मुंह के डायलॉग्स जबान पे होती है, but when it comes to you, you know each and every श्लोक of भागवत गीता, and it's a rare thing nowadays, but you know the complete भागवत गीता, and saying it only feels so overwhelming to me. So yeah, how do you do it, and what are the impacts of knowing each and every words from Bhagavad Gita? Because whenever you'll face anything, you'll just remember one thing, any of the points from Gita, and you'll implement it.
true. Because they are like sutras, you know. Scriptures are like manuals, and we are living in the world of machines. You know? When you know the manual, the operating of the machine becomes easy. So similarly, Bhagavad Gita acts like a guidebook. It's a tool to live our life. And when we know it, like just like you are mentioning about practice, you know, there is a shloka for that in Gita also, that when Arjuna says that I can't control my mind, which is very flickering. Chanchalam himana krishna pramati balvadram tasyaham nigraham manne vayo riva sudushkaram. It is easy to control the wind than the mind. And then Krishna says, yes, it can be controlled. What you are saying is correct. Abhyasena tu kaunteya vairagyena cha kriyate. Abhyas means practice. By practice it is possible. So that abhyas word comes in Gita as well. So when we encounter so many situations and issues in our life, and when we know Gita, then we can correlate, because Gita is such a practical book, you know, spoken by Lord Krishna to Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. It's so very practical, and so very relevant today also. Yeah. Like many self-help books, my area of interest is to read all those self-help books which keep coming, leadership and management books. And I know the entire Gita, so I correlate them with Gita, and I can say damn sure that everything is from Gita. Everything from Gita.
Nothing. That must be a different feeling, na, ki ye to Gita ka hi hai.
Yeah. I can tell you that, you know the Thomas Turner, he has written a book, Practicing Minds, where he has coined the terms process oriented. You should be process oriented and not product oriented. And like there's so much of terms, and it's basically 2.47 from Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, verse number 47. Karmanyavadikaraste maapaleshu kadachana. Karmanyavadikaraste means it is be process oriented. Maapaleshu kadachana. Don't be product oriented. So simple, you know. So anything you say, and I'll tell a shloka from that, from Gita. So.
यार आपको सारे श्लोक संस्कृत में पता है सर. द बेस्ट थिंग इज हिंदी इंग्लिश तो चलो ठीक है, यू नो द थिंग्स इन संस्कृत, दैट्स इवन मोर डिफिकल्ट.
नॉट मच डिफिकल्ट, बट इन प्रीवियस टाइम्स गीता वाज लाइक टॉट एज अ सब्जेक्ट, एंड संस्कृत वाज द सब्जेक्ट. पीपल नाउडेज दे डोंट ऑप्ट फॉर संस्कृत, एंड देयरफॉर इट बिकम्स लाइक
पीपल ट्राई टू लर्न फ्रेंच.
Yeah, but one of my students, he is in France, and he said there they are learning Sanskrit.
Oh, wow. Amazing. So
this is a fallacy actually.
Does it impact, sir, when you say any shloka in like English, Hindi and then Sanskrit? So how impactful Sanskrit is, like, and saying it in Hindi and saying it in Sanskrit?
Saying it in Sanskrit, Hindi or English is basically the translation of that, you know. It's not the exact words per se. And you may be knowing that then the law of utterance, you know, the original words, the original work is in Sanskrit, and Sanskrit is also called as Deva Bhasha, you know.
Wow.
So when we speak in Sanskrit, actually we tune into the mood in which the verses are spoken. Like when you read my book, actually when you read the author's book, you tune into the mood of the author.
Exactly.
So the language in which the book is written, so Bhagavad Gita is basically written in Sanskrit language, and when we read it in Sanskrit, obviously not everyone will understand Sanskrit. But at least for that sake, you know, the books are translated. So translation, and they are good for understanding purpose. But when we talk about quoting them, you know, the laws are quoted verbatim, you know. So they are like laws. And when we quote them verbatim, they have an impact. The impact of the language, the impact of the mood, and the authenticity with it, you know. When I said, you know, two chapter number 2, shloka number 47, and Karmanyavadikaraste, it has an authenticity. Yes, there must be a shloka like this in this chapter. But if I say same thing, you know, do your duties and don't be attached to fruits, this is English, then okay, yeah, you are giving some philosophy.
Common thing. Like, yeah.
Yeah, common thing it may come up. So quoting gives you authenticity as well as proper connection.
Amazing. So yeah, as you said that you are very fond of self-help books, can you please now tell the listeners like whom they should go with? Like aap to hai hi, but the other ones, like if you can just give a shout out to some of the authors.
The very first thing I'll tell is Bhagavad Gita.
Oh yes.
the greatest self-help book available on the planet, we can say. Arjuna got help from that. Yeah, Bhagavad Gita, we can say. And there is nice book Atomic Habits by James Clear, wherein small things he talks about, mainly the small things part. There is Seven Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. And there is Marshall Goldsmith, What Got You Here Won't Get You There. That is one book. And the Ikigai is there. And one of my colleagues, you know, Gaur Gopal Das.
Yeah.
His book, Life's Amazing Secret. That also is a good book. Start With Why.
Yeah.
By Simon Sinek is also a good book.
So can you please tell us about your colleague Gaur Gopal Das, sir?
My colleague Gaur Gopal Das ji, he stays in Mumbai actually, and okay. He is more into what we can say spreading the positivity and self-help content on a very larger and broader scale. And thanks to the social media, which has made him very famous worldwide.
Yeah. And he recently got the award of Creator of the Year for 2021, I guess.
He has backed so many awards, by the way.
Yeah.
Every year some award he grabs. So, a very thorough gentleman, and always concerned about others, a good friend of mine, and always wants to help other people, always wants to give out, and very selfless and very powerful, I can say.
Of course, yes. He has a different fan base altogether.
He is
now
mesmerizing. He mesmerizes you.
Exactly. And like his name, like trending like since so long. And
yeah. Trending on social media. True.
So like I am practicing though I'm a Hindu, but I'm practicing a philosophy like Buddhism philosophy, Nichiren-dai shown in Buddhism. So in Buddhism, like we say that the one who spreads positivity, the one who spreads the law, they are called as Shakyamunis. So here in like as Gaur Gopal Das, you who does selfless services, who spreads positivity, what can we say to them like? And their role, like how important it is nowadays to be like that.
We need some kind of people like that, you know, somewhere in the corner of the world.
Yeah.
That those who will be constantly working towards upliftment of the society in general, wherein everyone is concerned about their daily bread and butter, people are concerned about their daily struggles, and where people wants to improve but they can't, they need some helping hand, they need some motivation.
Yeah.
So obviously motivation can come, but motivation, I don't believe on much of a motivation from outside, you know.
Yeah.
Because it's like a steroid, you know, outside motivation is like act like a steroid and you have become addicted to it. But the moment you make their immunity strong, then you don't need anything external. Then you have got your inner purpose. So we try to give people their inner purpose, their inner drive.
Yeah.
And then they go ahead, and then they also become the tool for spreading positivity. What you said, Shakubuki?
Yeah, so it is Shakubuku.
Shakubuku. So yeah. Basically saints, you can say, right?
Yeah. Saints in a formal shirt and pant, if we can say.
Yeah. So we need such type of people. Like for the functioning of the society, we need accountants, right? We need engineers, we need doctors, we need actors. So we need so many people. So why don't you need a monk? We do need a monk who is living a selfless life and for the betterment and for the contribution in the society.
There are many things that I really need to ask, but we are running short of time. But yeah, I'll ask you as quick as possible. How do you take the whole scenario of COVID? Like, people died due to depression, due to, like, not just with the COVID deaths. It was also like the depression, the suicide, and people were running, like, they were out of money and whatnot. How do you find, like, the meditation? Now, let's say, don't you think that it is missing and people are really forgetting the meditation, the right mindset, the daily rituals that one should have, like waking up early and having a proper schedule? Do you think that that is one of the most important factor that was lacking during COVID?
Yeah, and people realize that during COVID only, because many people, yeah, that was very shocking actually, that many people died because of COVID, and we do have empathy towards them. The families were shattered. Actually, what we can say, the prakriti was showing its horrific side, and the people have learned their lessons maybe the hard way. Yes, we need to take some break. What you are saying, actually doing meditation and spreading positivity, they're like if you are drawing a particular sketch with the help of a pencil, then you need to take out time to sharpen that pencil, right? Similarly, meditation is like a sharpener in your life. We need to take out some time to observe yourself, to become more self-aware, understand who we are, what purpose we are here on the planet. Because that will act as a guiding force in our life. And for small things, we won't be like depressed, or we won't commit suicide then, when we understand the value of life. So all these things, help us understand the value of our life, human form of life. So the more we practice gratefulness, the more we practice service attitude, the more we practice loving services, the more we practice mind and awareness, the more we can contribute, I'll say. The more we can contribute in our own life as well by living it more peacefully and happily. And for others also, because it will be uplifting, and you will be the instrument of that grace in that case. So it's essential, I'll say.
Amazing stuff. So there are two type of what we can say, chanting or meditation. That one is something to the very extreme level, like vipassana, let's say, like you need to be in a room for 12 days, let's say, with extreme kind of rituals, like you don't need to, like, all the practice and whatnot. And the one is something that it's very simple, like start with 5 minutes, start with 10 minutes. So if people really want to do meditation, do you really agree on this point that it's just a normal person who just want to go to Vipassana for 12 days?
Basically, what you're saying, there are like two extreme examples of meditation. There are forms of meditations basically.
No.
And like a kind of a doctor, you know, what kind of treatment is needed first of all? For those who are very severe patients, then they need to be admitted in the hospital, right? And for usual patients, just take these tablets 3 times a day and be happy at your do your work, take some rest, and take these tablets and some liquid medicine. So based on the severity of the disease, we need that kind of medicine. So anyone who is very much tormented by anxiety or these things, and they really need some peace in life, then they need that peace, and then need to go and take a 10 days off like that. But a usual person who can't spare that much time, then obviously 30 minutes a day to save your rest 1400 and so minutes is worth it.
Amazing. So really happy to be with you, and I really as I wrote in the review that your book becomes instant bestseller, and not just with this book, all the upcoming projects that you'll work. I'm very blessed to be connected with you and speaking to you, a personality like you who have 10 times more experience, 10 times more wisdom, and 10 times more of a learning approach that, you know, even I may be lacking. So thank you so much, sir. Any last words you would like to add?
Thank you, Akashji, for having me here. And I have written this book mainly for the purpose that people really take their lives to a next level, wherever they are, not only in spiritual field, but wherever they are. I mean, say, if you're a student, whether you are a housewife, or whether you are an author, whether you are a reader, whoever you are, you can certainly take your life to a higher level, and you need to, because that's where we are supposed to. So to all those who are listening, if you are not having, have a coffee with you. And thank you. I'm grateful to you, Akashji, for having me here. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, sir. And we'll definitely be connected again with your upcoming projects. And I would love to be speaking to you again.
Sure. My pleasure.
Thank you. So this is it for today. To all the listeners, what I can say from this episode is we have learned a lot in this episode, and how Sir serves selflessly, that's been feeding nowadays, and the selfless service that we spoke about, and even like he came up, even he was not so good, but he said yes, and we were in touch like since so long, and it was like aaj karna hai, nahi karna hai, hona hai. So it was not matching, but finally we have recorded this episode, and it's a treat for you all to listen this and also read his book, Launch Your Life to the Next Level. So let's meet in the next episode. Till then, keep reading.